Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us every day, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. as our honored guest. We also ask everyone on the call to invite others to join as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Bradshaw will also be presenting our words of encouragement on today. So I kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody, everywhere. I hope that song that we just played is not wasted. Those few minutes that it plays, you just do not know how blessed you are. If you could just only get past the complaining and get past all the negative things that's going on in your head, may not be going on in your life, but a lot of people just approach things just in a negative way just to start off. They don't give a positive chance. I know sometimes we'll be going to a restaurant or something like that, and when you pull up, you say, oh, Lord, they're just so full. It's so full in there. We won't be able to get in there. And I'm thinking, okay, just chill for me. And you walk in there, ain't nobody in there. These are employees and other people that's around. So we approach negative things like that. And I just hope that song, you just don't know how blessed you are that God has given you this day that you've never seen before, that you'll never see again. And he has given you another opportunity to accomplish some of those things that you just haven't got around to. Now, got a question for you. Did you have a lot of plans this spring, like when April gets here, I'm going to plant some flowers, or I'm going to do some fix-up around the house, or do some, you know, different kinds of things. I'm just sort of throwing a few things out there that you're going to do this April. This is a newsflash. April is gone. Boogity boogity, that procrastination just tore you up this month. And I know that you still think, well, I get it done in May, April, yeah, May. But this is April the 28th, 2021, boogity boogity, it is gone. So all those opportunities, things you said you was going to do, it has already slipped you by. But don't let another day, don't let another minute going to pass you by to do what you said you're going to do, because other than this virus and cancer and different things of that sort, procrastination will eat your life up. You'll be looking back on what happened to the last 10 years, what happened to the last four years or whatever. I can remember somebody asked me financially and different kinds of things. And, you know, they'd be asking them kind of questions. They say, so what do you plan to be doing in 10 years from now? And of course, most of us don't plan 10 years ahead. That's just out of our reach for some reason or another. But anyway, they'd be asking these kinds of questions. So what do you plan to do? Sometimes they ask you where you plan to be in 10 years. They're talking about where you plan to be in your life, in your marriage, in your finance, you know, different things like that. And you think, I just don't know. That's too far off. I just can't see that far down the road. Guess what? That question was asked me 40 years ago. I'm looking back on 40 years when I should have been looking at the 10 years. And so other than cancer and things of that sort, procrastination will eat your life up. And you'll wake up one of these days, and you'll be way past that 10 years that you should have been looking at and trying to figure out. Matter of fact, I'd probably have $4.82 more now if I had thought about them 10 years than I do. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. And you don't know how blessed you are. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peace for shore, very deeply stained within, speaking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul blessed song. Faithful, loving service to him belong. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry wave. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He's your savior. Want to be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. You don't know how blessed you are because love is in this thing. The love of God is in this plan. And so as we go through the rest of this day, do all you can to appreciate it and to find yourself worthy of even having an opportunity to function during this day. Get your ducks in order and get your life in order. And some people say, well, you know, it's never too late to change your life. Yes, it is. Death will make sure that different illnesses will make sure that it's too late to do some of the things that you want to do. So get off of that pony. Stop riding that pony that is never too late to do this, that, and other. Get off that horse. Take the saddle off and put it in the barn, because I know for a fact that it is too late to do some things. It's just time will just run out on you. Don't let anybody keep fooling you about that. You got time to do this and you got time to do that. Some of the men who have missed opportunities to play with their children and spend time with their children and be with their families and to spend time with their families. You look back now, you can't go out and play throw ball with your 50-year-old son no more. Come on now. And you look around, time done passed you by, and you, your husband, and your children, all y'all drawing Social Security at the same time in the same house. Because time done passed you by. He ain't done nothing. You ain't done nothing. They ain't done nothing. They ain't even moved out. They ain't even moved out of the house. So time will pass you by. Pray for God to give us hearts of concern for the loss where we work, where we play, where we live every day. These are some intentional prayers. These are not prayers that we just stumble up on. These are not haphazardly talking about prayers. These are intentional prayers. And then pray for God to move us to do the things that we have planned to do. One of the things that I found out about us is all of us have 24 hours in a day. I don't care how rich, poor, I don't care what you are. You can't beat me in time because we all got 24 hours in time. You can't buy no more time than I got. We all got 24 hours in time. And so come on now. So pray for God to help us to get up in the mornings with something intentionally to do, not haphazardly. Well, what you can do today? I don't know. Just whatever the day brings. Next thing you know, it's tomorrow. So get up intentionally to clean up the house, or to move something, or to plant something, or get your garden started, or whatever it is. Just don't haphazardly go through the rest of this day not knowing exactly what you're going to do. Have yourself a plan or something. And pray for God to open up doors before us that we can see the opportunities he provides for us. He continues. Boy, we have shut so many doors on our own opportunity. It is pitiful. It's pathetic how many doors that God has opened up for us, and we just in our own ignorance Is that a word, ignorance, or is it ignorance? Well, both of them, the definition is the same for both words. So it's just pitiful how many doors we have slammed in our own face that God has opened up for us. And then pray for God to give us wisdom to say and do the things that we should to bring others to Christ. Now, notice this phrase I use in there, wisdom. This ain't knucklehead sense. You got to use wisdom. You got to use tact. This has to be intentional. And so that God will give us, there's a difference in the word wisdom and knowledge. Knowledge is that what you obtain. Wisdom is how you use it. And we can use it foolishly, or we can use it in a righteous kind of way. And then pray for God to bless our congregation. And Lord, we need that to bless our congregation with wisdom in its planning and carrying out the greatest program in evangelism in the world. Now, since so many of our churches have not met in so long, Lord, do we need some prayer as to how we're going to pull this thing back together? I don't want you to raise your hand. I just want to raise your conscience. You're bound to have learned something from this pandemic about our religion, about our faithfulness, about our what we're really supposed to be doing. That question mark has bound to popped up in your head. If it hasn't, boy, you hit your head down in the sand, because this pandemic hit our church and our theology. It just been bam, it really hit us pretty hard. So our prayer is that all those who may be in the hospital, doctor's care, you got to go today. You still need to get your shots. You're still pondering whether you should get them or not. And all those kind of things. And some of us got some real strange ideas why we won't get it. And you're just bouncing all over the United States. You're on the plane with 500 people. You're out to the, you know, we still moving back, going up in Kroger's and everything. So we just want to pray that God would give us wisdom to do the right thing, and to give us good health. This is going to be a good, healthy day for us today. Jesus loves you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And try to have a super-duper week.